Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hello, good afternoon. It is Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And last time we spoke was just as we were getting news that Charlie Kirk had been shot. We later learned that he had died. And I have to tell you, on a day today, 9/11, that already is pretty emotional, I find myself emotional. I find myself still pretty angry over the last 24 hours. And where do we go from here? And, you know, you look at Charlie Kirk. This is a guy that his claim to fame was he went to college campuses and said, prove me wrong. He did debates. What I try to do, right? He talked to people who disagree with him, had conversations. And I got to tell you, the stuff I'm seeing online of these people on the far left celebrating and the words they're using, I mean, they must not have any kids, because I don't know how you can look at your child and not feel pain that Charlie's kids won't know their father. That gets me pretty choked up. 803-0930, star 930. We'll take your calls on this. We'll take your calls on 9/11, the 24th anniversary. I remember exactly where I was in 7th grade at Amherst Middle School. But to kick off the show, we do have Congresswoman Claudia Tenney with us this afternoon. Congresswoman, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. And I have to say that I appreciate your sentiment today. I first want to just discuss 9/11 because, and then we can discuss the horrible tragedy and murder of Charlie Kirk. Look, I remember 9/11 like everyone else. It was a horrible time, especially for New Yorkers. My son was 10 years old, so I remember being so terrified that day. And I think a lot of young people don't remember. We didn't know what was coming after 9/11. It was the first plane, the second plane, the third plane into the Pentagon, the fourth plane into Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And the news kept coming out of people we knew or people we were affiliated with. And then there was where there was going to be anthrax and what was coming next and what were the terrorists, what was the grand scheme that the terrorists had planned for us. And I think that uncertainty was also a big part of that day. And I always remember I was afraid to walk out of my house, which is why terrorism is so horrible. I had a 10-year-old. I was a single parent. My parents were across the street. They were both. My father was blind and in a wheelchair. My mother was, you know, had a lot of serious health problems. I was taking care of them. And I just remember, how am I going to do this? I mean, what's this world going to look like? And that was a nightmare for so many people. And then our first responders and people in New York City running into harm's way. I remember calling one of my friends who I knew worked in the World Financial Center right next to the World Trade Center. And I called her and there was no answer. And I said, oh my God, she's gone into the World Trade Center or near it, because everywhere was a disaster. It turned out they shut off the train, or she took a boat from New Jersey over every day because she lived in New Jersey, and she never got to board the boat, thankfully. But these are stories from thousands of people who knew somebody or something. And one of my childhood friends, my father's law partner's son, was one of the people killed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, a good friend of my parents. We used to spend Christmases with them. And it was just horrific. But everyone has a connection to this horrible day. And I just, you know, that people don't remember it, that they don't remember pure evil and violence and the things that can happen in our world, shows how important it is for us to come together when we need to. And that's one of the greatest things about America is we have done that. We have come together on so many occasions and overcome this. And I think New Yorkers are particularly worthy of praise for how we came together after 9/11 from all over. And I think this is another time where we need to come together. We need to heal. And then the horrible tragedy, just watching this, I was in tears this morning watching, you know, all the different readouts today of what they were saying about the, you know, this plane is not reacting, Flight 11, you know, the American flight, the United flight, and the air traffic controllers, the Eastern Air Defense Sector, which is part of my old district in Congress. And, you know, they were part of helping us locate these planes. I mean, it's just really hard when you've lived through it. But so many people have not. And I think that's why we need to continue to remember. But it is a time when we can come together. But I want to remind people that we have been through horrible tragedies in this country. And we've also been through horrible political tragedies where people have been, you know, murdered, whether it's, you know, RFK, JFK, Martin Luther King, so many different people, public figures have been murdered. And we've come together as a country. But I have to say, now that I'm an older person, I do feel like this seems different. It seems like we've lost a lot of the empathy and the care that we have for each other, even though we may disagree. And it concerns me a lot. It concerns me, where are we going in the future? And then this horrible situation with Charlie Kirk. I was actually doing an interview on the Mall, celebrating, you know, the Trump tax cuts and the amazing work that we did to empower and bring housing to low-income people in our communities. I was the lead sponsor of two different low-income housing bills that got into the Trump tax cuts, made them permanent, ways to encourage private sector investment into our low-income communities, and also the low-income tax credit that we also passed in that bill to help people who are truly needy in our communities and need a hand up. So, I mean, it's just horrific news. And I know everybody is, you know, extremely reminded and saddened by 9/11, but, you know, shooting a young man who did exactly what you said. You may not have agreed with everything Charlie Kirk had to say, but he was willing to go in where he knew people disagreed with him. And he was willing to have conversations with people. And I think that it's unfortunate that the tradition of our country is robust debate. We have the ability and the requirement to debate as people in this country civilly and in a way that we could respectfully disagree, even in the end, if we're not persuasive to the other side. But murder is never justified under our system of government. It's never justified under our First Amendment. And that's why we have to really dig deep now, everyone on all sides, to try to make sure that we stand for what our founders gave us, which is this vision of self-governance, of respect for each other, and the ability that we can live in in communities, though we may differ in our views.
Yeah, you know, I look at, as you said, at 9/11, and, you know, we came together. United we stand. It was everywhere you turned was a big sign that said, United we stand. And I just feel like we don't do that nowadays. I mean, we go back to, you know, the attempt on President Trump's life in Butler, Pennsylvania. And you saw a lot of the same rhetoric from, again, I will say, people on the very far left that are on social media celebrating it. But, you know, we also heard from a lot of people on both sides that the rhetoric would change. 2 days ago, Chris Murphy's on Twitter saying that we're at war. I mean, when we say that rhetoric's got to change, what does that look like?
Yeah, well, like, here's an important point. I know there's a member from Massachusetts just today on, I think it was either CNN or MSNBC, blaming the Republicans for being the people who are violent, had the violent political extremists. And I'm like, isn't this the time when we shouldn't be discussing this right now? Let's talk about where we can find common ground. And I will tell you, one of the most exciting and fun things I've done in Congress, because sometimes Congress isn't that much fun. You know, it's challenging. It's interesting. It's a fight every day to try to, you know, stand up for your district and do what you can. But there are a lot of good people, and there are good people on both sides of the aisle. And my first term, we got stranded in Williamsburg, Virginia, to do our bipartisan freshman orientation. And our now speaker, Mike Johnson, who is a terrific person, a very devout person, a man of deep faith, who is also an honest, decent, good man. And if anybody watched his opening speech on the floor of the House when he first became speaker, you know that that comes from his heart, his background, and who he is. He actually came up with a concept my very first freshman year, called the commitment to civility, because he saw that at that time where there was a lot of anxiety, a lot of people were calling each other names. There were people saying things on social media and monetizing that, making money off it, which is heinous and terrible. But he said, let's come together. And we, as Republicans and Democrats in our freshman class, signed the commitment to civility. We stood up February 14th, Valentine's Day, in the House of Representatives, and we all talked about our work and our efforts to maintain civility. Now, we might disagree. We might talk about things that, you know, on policy that we disagreed with. But it was really an empowering and great time to come together as freshmen in a new experience in the House of Representatives. I worked with a woman named Lisa Blunt Rochester right now. She's actually the senator from Delaware. We did a lot of the fun things that we did in this group that we pledged. Rajna Krishnamoorthy, who's one of my friends, who's serves on the House Intelligence Committee with me. You know, we did an annual renewal of our commitment to civility together. He's a great guy. I don't agree with him on policy, but I really enjoy him. He's fun. He's a great person. So it really gave us a chance to really come together. And then a few years ago, I think it was 2021, we created another thing. It was 8 Republicans and 8 Democrats that said, we need to find a way to go back to the tradition of Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill. Now, they were two diametrically opposed people when it comes to policy and probably their background, but they were dear friends. And we came up with this concept, and we started a group called the Reagan O'Neill Club. And we got together, no fundraising, no, you know, publishing of anything, no rhetoric, just time for Republicans and Democrats to get together to talk about where we can find common ground as friends, not necessarily, you know, not to run. There's a lot of these gimmicky groups that they make money off of and everything. Absolutely none of that was allowed. And it's been one of the second probably most fun thing that I've done in getting to know people and getting together with people that I would normally not get together with, because of, you know, political divide. And I think we need to do that more, because families are divided as well. I mean, we have all that family members that probably are not in the same side of the aisle as we are. But we need to find a way to find common ground, to show the love that we have, that we all care about our country, but we may disagree with policy and how we get to our goals. And unfortunately, though, Joe, I do think some of the people that I think are committing some of these violent acts, whether it's Antifa, which maybe this shooter, it's alleged that he may have a connection to them, don't stand for our constitutional principles. They don't stand for self-governance and freedom and individual rights. They stand for more of a collective, more of a communist, Marxist derivative type of government, which is the opposite of what our government is about. And I think Democrats and Republicans can respectfully disagree on what our Constitution is about. But it is definitely not about Marxism, communism, authoritarianism that we see coming from the left, the Antifas, the violence that's coming from them. And we have people certainly on the right don't agree with what I think our founding principles are. But I think we need to go back to that. We need to look to people to be virtuous, to care about the golden rule and having moral code that keeps us together, to stop tolerating people who are criminals and making excuses for them, holding people accountable, giving them grace and forgiveness, but also holding them accountable. Those things can happen in our society.
Congresswoman, I completely agree. And you know, just to talk about some of the things that we hear. I mean, we hear the president called a Nazi and a fascist. I mean, does there need to be a call from someone on the left to tell, especially those in elected office, that maybe we don't use those kind of buzzwords?
Absolutely. And that's something that I think if we renew the commitment to civility and also renew, you know, the Reagan O'Neill Club and get back and more active meetings. We were very active until this year. It's with the new election and new people in office. But yeah, I think it's up to the leadership. People in elected office can take a role. And I think that people need to stand up and stop calling the president a Nazi and, you know, an authoritarian. And I think we need to call things out honestly for what they are. And I try to do that. I try to call balls and strikes based on my, you know, longtime study and interest in the Constitution of the United States and what we stand for. And we can respectfully disagree on how to get there. And we also, one of the things that we did in our commitment to civility was to actually talk about doing bipartisan legislation, which we did a lot of. And I know this doesn't, the Democrats maybe in your audience don't want to hear this, but the president's signature bill, H.R. 1, you know, the tax cuts that we just passed, was filled with language of bipartisan work by the Ways and Means Committee. Friends of mine and colleagues on the Democrat side worked with me on many of these initiatives that are part of that tax cut bill. Now, they didn't vote for it because they're afraid that their far left, you know, people in their districts are not going to vote for them if they supported something that was Donald Trump's signature bill. But why are we've got to get away from this cult of personality, and we're not going to support anything that's Donald Trump, even if we like it. We're not going to support it because it's President Trump. Or we're not going to support something, you know, that another member that we may not like on the left has done, even though it might be something that's common sense and actually coming to the middle, which I think, you know, some people want to see. So I think that's where it's going to take the leadership to do that. And I know the speaker has already reached out to members on our side. And, you know, I know that he's reached out to the minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, about bringing us together as a delegation of people who serve in the House. And we need to do this. And I think the president and all leaders across the country need to do that. They need to bring people together and really emphasize that we can work together to uphold our founding principles and also respectfully disagree where we end up on policy.
Absolutely. Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, as always, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much. And God bless everyone out there who's out there fighting the good fight and standing up for our principles and praying for Charlie Kirk and our first responders and those people who perished on 9/11.
For sure, for sure. That is Congresswoman Claudia Tenney joining us. What are your thoughts? 803-0930, star 930, gets you on the show. As I said, I mean, I usually, on 9/11, I'm usually emotional to begin with because I can remember that day like it was yesterday, even though I was in seventh grade in middle school. I mean, every classroom you walked into had the news coverage right there on TV, right? And then yesterday, the assassination of Charlie Kirk, just, man, that has got me angry, and it's just got me so incredibly sad for his family, for his two kids that will grow up without a father. It's gut-wrenching. It's gut-wrenching. I'd like to know your thoughts. 803-0930, star 930. How do we get past this moment? I think the Congresswoman is absolutely right. We need to see our leaders working together, and you know, after a debate, you shake hands, right? It doesn't have to be this. It does not have to be this aggressive all the time, and something has to change. What are your thoughts? 803-0930, star 930.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They gon' find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is September 11th, 2025. 24 years ago tomorrow, we woke up in a nation that was very different than the one we woke up in on 9/11. And on this 9/11/2025, we've woken up in a different nation than the one we woke up in yesterday. It is really sad time in America that someone is murdered for having an opinion. I mean, and it's not like Charlie Kirk was going around. I mean, again, it's never acceptable, but I mean, Charlie Kirk was literally asking for others to challenge his opinion. What there was a time where that was what politics were all about. You know, Congresswoman Tenney talked about it in the last segment. I mean, there was a time where that was politics. Politics is for debate and discussion. And then you go out and you have a beer afterwards, if you're old enough, obviously. But now we've got political influencers on a college campus getting assassinated because they're conservative. It's a dark time for America, as was 24 years ago today, a dark day for America. And it's about how, as a nation, we respond. 9/11, we came together. We were united. We were all Americans because Americans were targeted on 9/11. They didn't care if you were Republican, Democrat, man, woman, straight, gay. They did not care. On 9/11, they came into this country to declare war on Americans. And in 2025, we are too damn married to our political parties that we put that ahead of the United States of America. The reason we have frickin' political parties is because one side thinks this is what's best for the nation. This side thinks this is what's best for the nation. And again, today, I mean, Ben Shapiro has canceled his college tour. Is that the message? Is the tolerant left applauding Ben Shapiro canceling his college tour? That's what you want? You want to shut up the other side? And I'm not saying it, and I'm not saying all Democrats, I'm not saying it's Democrat. I'm saying to the soulless people out there that were celebrating Charlie Kirk's assassination, I'm assuming mostly childless people that were celebrating his assassination. You want a nation of just your opinions? Is that what you want? And you have the audacity to call Trump the fascist? Again, it's a dark day. It's a dark day in America. It's a different America than it was when we woke up yesterday. And like I said, the question isn't how are we going to finger point all day? We'll do some of that. The question is, how do we respond? How do we as Americans respond? Do we look at this as Americans, or do we run to our political sides? Are we going to clean up the rhetoric? Are we going to stop calling Donald Trump a Nazi? Are we going to stop calling him a fascist? Are we going to stop saying that we're declaring war on the other political party? Kind of like what was promised after the attempted assassination on Donald Trump last summer? Chris Murphy? Or are we going to continue to talk like this when we're talking about politics? This is Senator Chris Murphy 2 days ago.
We are not going to convince Donald Trump to stand down in his attempt to destroy our democracy through de-escalatory politics. Like, that's just not happening. So our only opportunity, our only chance to save our democracy is to fight fire with fire right now. So, yeah, do I bemoan the fact that, you know, we're now blowing up norms? Yes, but literally for 2 seconds, because if you spend any more than that, being sorry for the fact that the old world doesn't exist, then your democracy is gone. Like, we're in a war right now to save this country. And so you have to be.
We're in a war. What about you, Tim Walz? How do you feel? What did you say a month ago?
You get up in the morning and you doom scroll through things. And although I will say this, the last few days you woke up thinking there might be news. Just saying. There will be news sometime. Just so you know, there will be news.
Reacting to the thought that maybe something was wrong with President Trump. And Tim Walz is making a joke about it. But yesterday he wanted to play compassion. Right? Chris Murphy wants to play compassion. What's wrong with the nation? Again, we were told that we're going to clean up the rhetoric. And the rhetoric has not been cleaned up. And yes, there are some irresponsible things said by people on the right as well. But President Trump, if he hadn't turned his head, last summer, would have been assassinated. Charlie Kirk was assassinated yesterday for simply asking people to challenge his opinions. Is that the nation you want to live in? You could disagree with everything that came out of Charlie Kirk's mouth. Do you think that's what he deserved? And like I said, if you don't look at this and feel pain for his family, regardless of his politics, if you look at this and think politics first, you are part of the problem. You know, I've blocked 5 to 10 people on social media. I never do that. But to make it all about, oh, well, he didn't agree with my politics, so this must be a good thing. That's soulless. That's not who we are as a country. And those people must not have any kids. Because I'll tell you, I look at my son and I think, I feel absolute pain for the fact that Charlie Kirk's kids will grow up without their father. That is, it's gut-wrenching. 803-0930, star 930. How do we fix this? Do we come together and say that our political differences are just that, a political difference? Or do we continue to be irresponsible and talk about things like we're in war or saying we're going to bash him in the face or talking about eliminating a political party from an entire town. What path are we going to take? It is up to the elected officials to stop being immature children and be adults for once. I know that's asking a lot, especially of some in the local Democratic Party. But do you want to unite? Do you want to make an example that we are one, that we are America first? Democrat, Republican second, but we're America first. Are we going to come together on that? Or are you going to continue to stoke the fire? That's the question every elected official should be asking themselves. 803-0930, star 930. Mark and Tonawanda, thanks for hanging on.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Doing all right, man.
I just, you know, I call a lot, and every single time we go through this, the road I take is security, security, security. Didn't we all learn when the president had some idiot on a roof? And what's this guy got? A bunch of people that are very agile, that age group, that can climb on a roof. And what happened yesterday? Another guy on a roof. Why don't these security teams or these police departments, I know nobody wants to sit on a hot roof. If you don't want to do that, then either walk the halls, get a hold of the janitors the day before, nobody comes in, or get a helicopter. It's common sense. You got to get every vantage point. You know, and I know, look, I don't like living this way either. But if that would have been done, or if Charlie would have told his security team, nobody comes in, nobody comes out. No delivery guys, no tree forts, no nothing. Put up bulletproof glass. If you would have did them couple little things, this conversation wouldn't even need to be going on. I will give, I seen on the news the other day, I will give the Catholic diocese a ton of credit. What do they do? Armed security in every school. Now, that's being proactive. I'm very surprised. Usually it takes about five tragedies before people somehow have this big block in their head. You, in order to beat a crook, you got to think like a crook. In order to stop somebody from making their point, then you got to have always be a couple steps ahead of them. And I don't think it's unreasonable to, you got to think like these guys. Get the roof, get the field, get the manhole in the middle of the street. You got to check everything. And most importantly, you got to hit bulletproof glass. We just went through this again. I seen on TV some event, and somebody had a handgun that was near Trump.
Yeah.
What do these security people do? I mean, I'm not even in that business. It's called common sense. You trust no one, you check everything, and then you recheck it again. That's the world you live in today. And I hate to be this way, but a lot of people don't want to live like this. But you know what? One squeeze of a trigger ended that guy's life yesterday in a horrific way. If you would have thought like I'm talking to you right now, he guy'd still be alive today. So what price do you put on that? I just don't understand this.
No, Mark, I know Charlie Kirk wanted to have, you know, the openness to talk with the crowd, but you're right. I mean, that roof, I mean, you set that event up. You should look up and know, okay, we need some kind of protection to make sure no one's on that roof. You're right. You would have thought we learned our lesson in 2024.
You know, the other thing too, I seen the police chief from Utah. And what, you know, I'm so sick of these guys coming out. That's their job. And anyway, I would have told them, I don't want to hear your excuses. Even if nobody was on this roof, if you would have had some idiot in a crowd stabbing people, you could have had a sniper, you would have had the higher ground, and you could have took care of it. And then I hear, to add insult to injury, there was very lax security there. There was one kid laughing, oh, we just walked in, you could have bring a rocket launcher in. See, that's the road I take. People nowadays are very aggressive. They have their own way of thinking. You're not going to change it. So everybody just sit here and yell flowers, tears, and teddy bears. I'm not that type of guy. I am. You confront the threat, and you think the threat, and you mentally beat the threat. And I just don't understand. I know the bulb group, the glass thing, and Charlie wanted to be up close and personal. But at what cost? Your life?
That's
I told people, you want to come up? There's a microphone. I got a speaker on the other side of my bulletproof glass. We'll talk. I'm sorry it's this way, but this is the nut jobs that are out there today.
Yeah. Nope. Mark.
I understand it. I don't. I just don't understand it. I don't get it. You know? Hey, Joe, are you there? Still there?
I'm right here, Mark.
Yeah. Well, okay. The other thing, too. The other night, Trump goes to dinner. Where's the Secret Service again? He's got protesters in there. You don't screen that place. He's, like, staring 4 feet away. I mean, all these security, government, Secret Service, FBI, you guys got to step up your game. These people will not stop, and they're coming right now as we speak. Someone somewhere is plotting something. You can't just lay down and, like Charlie yesterday, take a bullet in the neck. Everybody, oh, that's terrible. We're going to lose a country. No, you know what? Everyone's going to continue to go speak and have their freedom, not like Ben Shapiro, whatever his name is. He right away, he's running scared, canceled. You know what that sends a message? Gee, that worked. Let's do it again. You know what I say? Next time, we're going to have bulletproof glass. You ain't going to be able to do it.
And that might be, and Mark, that might be why Ben is putting it on pause, because they're putting different.
That's exactly why. It's Xavier.
Security.
People are running scared now. You should be able to do it. And now, you know what this sends a message? Do something stupid, and you can stop whatever you want to stop. You got to have security.
Yep.
I don't want to live in a world like that either, but it's the way it is.
It's reality. Sad reality. Mark, yep. I appreciate the call, Mark. It's the sad reality. By the way, I should say that report was fake. Ben Shapiro just came out and said, the rumor that I canceled my college tour is BS. I will be coming to college campuses. Charlie's voice is not silent. We're going to pick up the microphone. We're going to pick up that bloodstained microphone where Charlie left it. So that report is fake. And here's the thing. Ben Shapiro should feel safe going and speaking at a college. And former President Barack Obama should feel safe going and speaking at a college. You should not fear your safety based on your politics. As I say here on this radio show, the little bit of importance that this might carry, I invite all opinions. And I want to hear from everybody. Kind of like Charlie Kirk did. He wanted to hear from everybody. Yeah, you might challenge my opinions. I feel I have the intelligence to back it up. But I invite all opinions, because that's what politics is supposed to be. We are supposed to sit here, not here, but in this country, we're supposed to be able to sit and have discussion, debate, and, talk about our differences and then move on. Maybe, go catch a game. But unfortunately, we have gotten so divided. And, I talked about this a few months ago. There's someone that I used to be friends with. I guess they don't like me anymore because I voted for Trump. They posted this thing about, if you voted for Trump, no, I don't want to have a beer with you. No, I don't want to go to the game with you. It's unhinged behavior like that that is stoked by the rhetoric in D.C., saying that you're at war with your political opponents, calling the president of the United States a Nazi, a fascist, saying he's a dictator. It's dangerous. You are ripping people apart. And you've got the crazies out there that are that will take your words and act on it. 803-0930, star 930, Bill in West Seneca, Frank in Amherst. I want to hear from both of you when we come back on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, welcome back. It is Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And we're talking two things this hour. We're going to continue talking about Where do we go from here in America? Like I said in the last segment, do we unite? Are we Americans first? Or are we going to continue to put party before country? Now, I do have to say this because I need it to be known that my intentions are real. I reached out to County Executive Mark Poloncarz to come on this show to talk about unity. Unity and toning down the rhetoric. He refused to come on. I got no responded in less than 30 seconds. So, again, I hope in the next few days we can talk with elected Democrats. How do we come together? Lead by example. But I'll tell you this. We can't have people being gunned down for their opinions. I don't care if you disagree with every word I say. I don't care if we're on the exact opposite of the political spectrum. I would feel just as angry today. No one should be killed for their opinions in the United States of America. 803-0930, star 930, gets you on the show. Frank in Amherst. Frank.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
I'm all right.
I wanted to say to you that this you were assigning responsibility for the words about the dictator associated with Trump.
Well, I was just using an example. It was just an example.
He calls himself a dictator. It's something
he said he was going to be a dictator from on day one.
Right. He just said it like 3 days ago, multiple times in the same meeting, and he seemed to be proud of it.
So you don't think there's a problem with the rhetoric, Frank?
Well, I'm just correct. I'm just telling you that.
That's fine. I think it's a moot point. Do you think the rhetoric is appropriate when you have unhinged lunatics out there that are gunning down people because of their opinion?
Which rhetoric? The rhetoric?
Either rhetoric. I don't care what rhetoric. Any rhetoric. Should people be getting gunned down for their opinions, Frank? That's my question to you.
Okay, well, if you're asking me about the rhetoric I just mentioned, which came from Trump, no, the rhetoric that comes from him, everything he says is wrong. Everything that Trump says is wrong and is a lie.
Yeah, so, I mean, yes. Again, you're very on the far left. I mean, Trump can't say anything that you don't have a problem with. But does that mean people who agree with him deserve to be shot?
No. No, nobody would say that.
Oh, okay, so how do we come together, Frank? How do we come together and start seeing each other for people before we see them for their politics?
You probably have a lot of more guests and talk to more Republicans than I do. They're the ones behind most of this. Trump's behind most of this. David Bellavia and his show and all the people
how
that
so?
He puts on there
how
and his ideas.
How so? When all because we do is invite people
it.
On the other side of the aisle, Frank, how the
they're
hell?
Promoting it. They're promoting,
promoting
it.
Promoting what? Promoting
Trump has been promoting violence from the time he said he was going to run, okay? He's done it against
Frank,
all
Frank,
kinds of people.
Frank, I don't call back. That is absolutely insane. That's part of the problem. Frank in Amherst is part of the problem. I'm telling you. And it's fueled. It is fueled. It's not fueled by David Bellavia. It's not fueled by it is fueled by the lunatics at MSNBC, the bloggers. Oh, my God. The unhinged bloggers. Some of them locally. The stuff they put out yesterday. I'm telling you, there's a problem out there. And when you say the things you say, when you call Trump a dictator, when you call him a Nazi, when you say that he's a fascist, look how it affects people like Frank. Trump could say good morning and Frank would say it's not a good morning. He'd have a complete. That's the problem, folks. This is the problem, and it happens. I'm not blind that it does. It happens on both sides. But I don't know how you could listen to the programming on WBEN and think you might disagree with it. You might disagree with our political opinion. How you think that fuels any kind of violence is beyond me. Difference of opinion it should not fuel any kind of violence. But that's a problem. It's just like I was saying in the last segment. You've got people out there saying, I can't be friends with this person. They voted for Trump. We're not going to a game together. We can't have a beer. That's the problem. That is the problem. 803-0930, star 930. I think maybe it's time that we put Frank on the ban list. I think it's beyond time. Let's go to George on a cell. George, bring us back to the center here, would you?
Well, I was wanting to talk about, you know, you were mentioning, like, what do we do from here? You know, what's the solutions? And, you know, I just can't, you know, I've been, there was a time I was young, but now I got into my late 30s and I started paying attention, and I have been paying attention. And I'm telling you, please, I want you to explain to me how I'm wrong on this, okay? Please. I wish you could tell me that I'm wrong. I'm watching politics, and I'm like, you are asking them, by toning down this violent rhetoric where they want to kill somebody for not disagreeing, you're going to tell me that this is not their playbook. You are asking them to stop breathing by asking them to tone that down. That is their vehicle. That is what they do. It's like asking us, quit having conversation. It's like asking our side, don't invite honest, open, rigorous debate. That's like asking us to stop doing that. Asking them to stop using this youth from our indoctrination centers called colleges. They want this, and they can wash their hands up and say it wasn't us, it was Trump, because of something they pulled out of context that he said. You know, pulling cards, I'm calling you right out. You are a coward, sir. You are. Stand up. Argue your point, sir. Get on the phone. Be a man. Be something that a Democrat normally isn't. Let me see you do that. I'm just a painter with a high school education. Thank God I didn't go to college. But, man, this is their playbook, Joe.
Well,
you're asking them to stop using it.
George, I do wish that more people would lead by example talking with people who disagree with them, discussing. That would be a part of it. Now, to your point, George, George Bush was a Nazi, Mitt Romney was a Nazi, John McCain was a Nazi, now Donald Trump's a Nazi. The name-calling hasn't changed. I think with social media, those buzzwords now carry more weight, unfortunately. You've got people out there that are unhinged, that are mentally unstable, and they take every word of this for gospel. And it ends with Charlie Kirk being dead. It ends with President Trump almost being dead. And
that's right.
And George, I think you are right when you say to the Mark Poloncarzes of the world, to the Sean Ryans of the world, just come on and talk. That's all we're asking. Talk.
That's right. I'm desperate. I am desperate for debate, real debate.
Yes.
And they will. And it's the one thing that they will not give us. That is the one thing. And if they do, it's a kangaroo type court that's all set up. And that is the only way. But they got no guts. You want to be a Trump supporter? It takes guts to be one of those. It's easy to be your side, the other side. My side, you got to stand up. You got to be ready to give an answer. You got to be informed. Your side, all you got to do is just let somebody else tell you what to say and think.
It's all the talking points. I mean, you see it if you just open social media. I mean, it's copy and paste. George on a cell. And I will just I know I say this too often, but I will give credit to people on the left that regularly want to have that discussion. And by the way, you're saying, Joe, you're the left. I see people on the right go on CNN. And you know what? I would urge more people on the right to go on CNN. Talk with people who disagree with you. That is how we move forward. And, you know, I got to give a shout out people like Brian Nowak, people like Mitch Nowakowski, people like Kevin Hardwick, right? We don't agree on much. They regularly come on this show, David's show, WBEN, and they know when they come on the opinion shows, they're going to have to back up their opinion. They're going to be challenged. They don't run away from it. The Democrat Party needs more people like that to lead by example. And to be honest, like I said, I would urge Republicans the same way on a station like CNN, on MSNBC. Don't run away because they disagree with you. Run to them because they disagree with you. Have a discussion. You know why? Because when you talk with someone and you have a conversation, you might disagree, but at the end of the day, you see each other as human beings. And if the goal is, well, the goal should be, if the goal is America first, and I know there's going to be people mad at that because, you know, Trump used it, but America first should be the mindset for everyone in this country. It should be America first. How do you put America first? You talk out your differences. And like Congresswoman Tenney said, that goes for people in D.C. That goes for the president. That goes for the county executive. That goes for the governor. That goes for members of the Senate. We should be running to conversations with people we disagree with, not running away from conversations, not running away from debate. If your answer to someone who disagrees with you is killing them, then we have a huge problem in this country. 803-0930, star 930, gets you on. Let's go to Dennis on a cell. Dennis, thanks for calling in.
How you doing?
Doing all right.
Well, I've been listening to your conversations, and I'm starting to get older in my life, and I've never, ever seen all this rhetoric on the media. I have never, we don't hear news anymore. It's, if you turn on CNN, they've got, you call the left, I don't even know what the left or right is anymore. It was always just one America. And then you turn on Fox and they're the other side. And you guys seem to be more on the right, and this Bowerly and all this. Look, it, you want to solve this problem, you've got to get, it starts from the top down. Any organization I've ever worked, top down, you have to show leadership. I wish the president would stand up on TV with all his stations, get whoever's the leader of the Democratic side, stand together and say, hey, when are we going to stop this? When are we going to stop this? It's like in the city of Buffalo, when you have all the blacks are killing blacks. What, the police are starting to address this. I see them walking in the neighborhoods. Blacks are killing blacks. Why? It's crazy. I've never seen it like this. But it's driven. We're a divided media. There's one side, it's the left, you call it the right. You know, I have my personal opinions. I'm not a fan of Trump. My wife hates him to death. But to me, there's, he's doing good things. I see I'm getting tax breaks this year. Look at the good of somebody. He won the election. The election's over. He won it. So let's move forward. But to answer your first part of your question about the killings and this fella, I don't even know who this fella was that got shot over there, because I don't pay too much attention. I probably watch too much sports. But that should never happen in this country. It should never happen.
It shouldn't.
And I wait for your comment.
It shouldn't, Dennis. It shouldn't happen. And, you know, I agree. I would like to see the president maybe stand with Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries,
yes,
and show unity. I would applaud that, and I'd like to see it. Like I said, I would like to see it from both sides of the political aisle, but I don't want to see it for a day or two.
But it's got to start at some point. Okay, you know, like I said, I don't watch it too much, but it's really caused a lot by the top. When the top puts their head on. And I don't watch it that much, but he's got a hat on. I thought the hat said "Make America Great Again." Now this time he had a hat on that said Trump was right about everything. Well, I always was taught that you never use all, ever, everything, anything. You don't use those statements. Yet that's what irks a lot of people, I think, and that's why nobody can come together, because no matter what somebody
Dennis,
tries.
To be fair, if you don't like Trump and you see him put a hat on that says Trump was right about everything, I mean, don't you just laugh it off? You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of stuff I just laugh off. Like, okay, that's, yeah, you know, whatever.
Yeah. No. Yeah, but again, he's the leader of this whole country. He's the leader of 350 million people. If
that's
he's
true.
Right about everything, then let's put it this way. Then get rid of, we don't need any of these other politicians or anything. Just let him do what he's right about everything. Let him just do everything.
Well, I would never advocate for that, Dennis, but your point is taken. Dennis on a cell, 803-0930, star 930. On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, someone says, Joe, I agree that no one should be assassinated for their opinion. However, WBEN spends most of their day criticizing Democrats and Democratic officials. Maybe if you want the two sides to come together, be fair to both sides. Texter, when have we ever not invited some? I mean, we give our opinions. You get your opinion, you get our opinions, and guess what? The beauty of the station is we get to take your calls with different opinions, and that's why I always take Frank's call. I think Frank's rhetoric today went beyond what is appropriate, but I am always inviting the other side, and I'm always wanting that opposing opinion. Doesn't mean that I shouldn't have opinion. I'm just saying that I like to, I welcome all opinions. I do. I welcome all opinions, and so should elected officials. If Mark Poloncarz, if Sean Ryan, if they don't like what we're saying, call in, challenge us. You know, again, the Brian Nowaks, the Mitch Nowakowskis, the Tim Kennedys of the world that regularly appear on the station, knowing they're going to get pushback. We need to be able to discuss our differences, and we need people to lead by example. And yeah, that does include people in Washington. We have some breaking news that I got to get to here on WBEN. This is a statement from St. Bonaventure University. Dear members of the St. Bonaventure community, the shocking assassination of Charlie Kirk is a tragic reminder of the deep divisions that mark our times. We are living in an era of incredible political polarization. Yet, as a Francian university, we are called to a different path, one guided by our values of compassion, wisdom, and integrity. Violence can never be the answer. To celebrate or condone it is to abandon the very values that bind us as a community. We may disagree passionately on ideas, policies, or worldviews, but our humanity demands that we engage one another with respect, patience, and empathy. We are well aware of social media posts by one of our students made yesterday, a post that runs completely counter to the university's beliefs. We have spoken with the student several times to help the student understand the gravity of the situation and let them know how seriously the university is taking this. We have initiated a formal review of the matter, and appropriate disciplinary action will be taken in accordance with institutional policies and our student code of conduct. In this difficult moment, let us recommit ourselves to civil dialogue and to building bridges rather than walls. Only through understanding and care for one another can we begin to heal and find a way forward. We offer prayers to Charlie Kirk's family and to the families devastated by senseless violence. Peace and all good, Dr. Jeff Gingrich, the university president over there at St. Bonaventure University. And if you haven't seen it, there is a TikTok going around of a St. Bonaventure student celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk. And we've seen this a lot today where, you know, people are, yeah, they're getting fired. They're getting put on a suspension. And I think that is absolutely the correct way to go. Do you really want someone working for you that celebrates the death of someone because they hold different opinions? And we'll see. We'll see what goes on with this formal review of the matter. But that is the update from the university, or I'm sorry, from St. Bonaventure University. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. And, you know, if you disagree with what I'm saying, call in. That is the beauty of talk radio, and it should be something that we see in the Rath Building, in the House of Representatives, in the Senate, in the White House, in Albany. We should be having discussions. We shouldn't be talking about fighting fire with fire. We shouldn't be calling each other Nazis or fascists. We should discuss our differences, and let's do that. 803-0930, star 930 on this 24th anniversary of 9/11. We'll be back after this.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have
no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, welcome back. Final segment here on News Radio 930 WBEN, 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. Would love to talk with you and anything you are thinking or want to say today. You know, you have to realize there are people out there that they just want to be angry. And they're just filled with hate. And we have to make sure that we don't become them. Like, I am very angry today. I think that's natural. You know, a 31-year-old husband, father, senselessly killed because of his politics. And like I said, you can look on our text board. I mean, there's just a lot of people that they want to make this about politics. They want to trash me. They want to trash the station. I think if that's where you're going, that's fine. That's your take. You think I suck. You think the station sucks. Whatever. I don't need some random texter to tell me that I suck or I'm great. I don't really care. I mean, I care about your opinion, because if everyone thought I sucked, then I wouldn't have a job. My point is, there are people that just go into the situation. They just go into, they just go through life full of hate. And I've said this several times. I said this when there was the No Kings rally. And there are people who channel that hate towards Donald Trump. And, you know, it's something in their life that went wrong, a failed relationship. They don't talk to one of their parents. And they take that hatred and they take it and say that it's an hatred for they say, oh, I hate Trump. You saw it with Frank's call, right? I mean, Frank's call was everything Trump says is awful. Again, that rhetoric, that's a problem. I don't just sit here and say everything. You know, someone's on the text board right now saying, Joe, you're full of hate. Again, you obviously don't know me, whatever. But there's a difference between listen to what Frank said. I don't want to play that callback, but I mean, it all goes back to Trump. And you think about that time we had him on for a segment. Everything came back to Trump. I don't blame everything that's wrong in my life or in the United States of America. I don't blame it on the Democrats. That's crazy. I call them out for things that I think are out of line, that I think are wrong. Like, I do think it's childish and immature for the county executive in a county of less than a million people to ignore the most listened to news talk station in the region because he doesn't like our opinions. Again, if you can't talk with people who have different opinions, the job's not for you, bro. But it's not a hatred. I don't sit here all day and talk about how Mark Poloncarz thinks he's a dictator. I don't call him a Nazi. I don't call him a fascist. I just call him out on the stuff he says. And by the way, he has an open invitation to call back. Call in. Tell me why I'm wrong. Challenge me. He doesn't do it. Sean Ryan, same thing. That's not hate. That's a disagreement. And unfortunately, I do think there are people out there who are mentally unstable, who don't find the who don't know the difference between a disagreement and hate. And we've got to find a way to not let our disagreements turn into hate. Because again, I will go back to what happened 24 years ago today. America was attacked. Not the left, not the right, not MAGA. America was attacked. Do you want to be a Democrat, a Republican, or do you freaking want to be an American? That's the question you have to ask yourself. What are you today? Are you so blinded by talking points of your political party that you can't put your country first? Or is it your country first and the party is the path you think is best for the country? That is a serious question a lot of people in this country need to ask themselves. What are you? Are you going to be identified by your political party, or are you going to be an American? I will always say I'm an American first. I love this country. And yes, I am right of center because personally, I think that's the best path. Now, there are things with the political right I disagree with. I'm not a robot. I don't go boom, boom, boom down the line and agree with everything Republicans do. And I've called them out. That's my job. I give you my opinion. But I will always be American first. And yeah, I'm a right of center conservative. And there are things that people would say I'm pretty moderate on because I'm not a robot. I don't just regurgitate talking points. I'm my own person. But as I said, 24 years ago tomorrow, we woke up in a different country than we woke up on in 24 years ago. This morning, we woke up in a different country than we woke up in yesterday. And we've got to say, how do we go from here? And we have to remember, the people who really hate us hate Americans. They don't care about your political affiliation. And we need to come together as Americans first. And yes, to the delusional bloggers out there who think you can't talk to, you can't congregate, you can't have a beer with people who disagree with you, you're part of the problem. Yes, you can. You don't have to write that family member off because they voted for Trump. You don't have to stop having beers with your buddy because they thought Kamala Harris was a better choice. I'm in a fantasy football league where I'm pretty sure I'm the only conservative in it. Guess what? I'm having a lot of fun in that fantasy football league. I'm not letting our politics divide us. We have to be Americans first. Phil in Florida. Phil.
Hey, Joe, congratulations on your show. You're doing a good job so far. I like that you're reaching out to the other side of the aisle.
Thank you so much.
To try to get their, try to get their voice too. But unfortunately, they don't want to cooperate, you know, and I find that a problem. So just a couple comments. That guy, your first caller, I believe, he was talking about security. Now, this is, he doesn't have the infinite resources as Secret Service to do a forward advance team. He's probably got 5 or 6 bodyguards around him because, as usual, you know, he's going to get pushed, slapped, you know, spit on, whatever, right? There's probably never been a credible threat assessment saying, hey, man, you're going to get assassinated. Now, they could have done that easily in front of his house, right, walking out, going to dinner, but they chose that venue to do it to get an audience, right, which is terrible. They assassinated this man for his thoughts. I think he's a good man, a good Christian, but that wound, as I saw it, was mortal right from the get-go. Like I said, back to resources. He doesn't have an ambulance standing there with his blood type, right? So he probably exanguated before they got him to the car, right? Terrible. That's a terrible wound. Like somebody was talking about Clint Malarchuk earlier. Yes, he got a skate cut. Probably didn't sever the artery,
yeah.
Right? So they had a fully staffed medic and an ambulance on hand. You know, it's 2 minutes to the hospital from where that happened, right? And then thirdly, I think we've lost our way as a country. Like the 9/12 was, everybody was united. We're all Americans, you know, build American, buy American, you know, everything America, 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 America. There was flags lined up and down my street. I lived in the town of Tonawanda at the time. You know what I mean? Everybody was united. Everybody was on the same page. And now, and I'll say rhetoric comes from both sides,
yeah.
But the media is the resound. It's the star room. They just perpetuate negative. Now, that's all fine and dandy. There's like 6 companies who own all the media companies, right? And what do they want to do? They want to divide us by race, color, religion, every little thing. Because if we're paying attention, barking at each other, we don't care what the high ups are doing, right? And they're fleecing the country. And quite frankly, we're tired of it. I, for one, I'm armed everywhere I go. I have my head on a swivel, entry, exits, you know, egress, ingress. So I'm prepared, I think. You know, sometimes my choice of tactical footwear, slippers, you know, flip-flops isn't always the greatest. But it's terrible that we have to live like this in America right now, no matter what side you're on, right? And I think that everybody has to take a step back and have a little bit of a cooler head right now. On the right, I would say, like, we've been taking abuse for years and years, and this has been going on since the 60s. And the left says, oh, it's all right violence. But it's time and time again, it's proven to be the left, right? And I think we bite our tongue, and we're sick of getting slapped and turning the other cheek. And that's why I think we need to practice just a little restraint to let some of the facts come out, maybe. And I hope there's no craziness involved with that, you know, and I'll just take your opinion on those.
Yeah, I mean, obviously cooler heads have to prevail, and we should wait till we know everything, you know, before going to conclusions, Phil. But you're right. I agree that I don't care if you disagree with every word I say, with every policy I agree with. I will defend your right to debate me. And I just hope that, you know, we have enough people out there that want to debate with words instead of with violence.
Yes. Thanks for your time, Joe. Great job.
Thank you, Phil. God bless. Phil in Florida. Yeah, I mean, I will debate any Democrat that calls in. I think that is how we go for it. And believe me, that's something I've always believed in. If you've listened to me over the years I've been on this station, I'm always looking to speak with people who are not like-minded. I don't get me wrong, I love talking to like-minded people, but I want to hear other opinions. And I think that we need to be able, and I've said this a ton of times, we need to be able to hear differing opinions without getting red in the face, without spitting all over the place. I have been guilty of getting caught up in a debate. Don't get me wrong, I have. We need to do better. We need to be able to have conversations. and we need to be able to separate a person from their politics. I mean, these people that are celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk, I mean, how sick can you be? How soulless can you be? I mean, that is beyond sick. And I would say that no matter what the politics is, because politics don't define a person. I mean, Charlie had a wife, two kids. And you're going to stomp on his grave? You're going to celebrate his death? Again, if you have children, how do you not look at your children and not have nothing but pain that Charlie Kirk's kids will not know their father? They'll grow not to know their father. I mean, that is a funk that I have not been able to get out of these last 24 hours. Like I said, I don't usually get angry. I am angry. Believe me, I am angry. But we can't just have empty words from our politicians like we did in summer of 24. If you're going to lower the temperature, if you're going to change the rhetoric, lead by example. And if you believe in America, and if you believe in the American political system, then yes, we have to have debate. We have to have discussion. Don't run away because you disagree with somebody. And who has to lead that debate? Who has to lead that by example? Our elected officials. They have to lead by example. If you disagree with me, if you disagree with the station, call in. If you have an opinion, let's talk it out. And yes, I have many friends who I don't politically agree with. Guess what? We can talk politics, and yes, then we can have a beer. You know why? Because we're mature adults. And we put America first, because it is America first. It's not your political party first. I want to get Tom and Cheektowaga real quick here before we go. Tom.
Hey, Joe. Really appreciate everything you're saying today. It's on point, and I'm a father, Navy veteran, and definitely I renewed my faith in Jesus Christ. And honestly, that was thanks to Charlie Kirk. I started following him several years ago, and his words and who he was is such an upstanding patriot and father and husband helped renew my faith. And I think it's deplorable for people to be out there celebrating his death. What everybody needs to be thinking of right now, his poor wife, his children that grow up without a father now, all due to a differing opinion than that of the other side. And to me, it is just disgusting, and especially even the way MSNBC reported on this initially, the words that were leaving politicians' mouths, the nose at the Capitol for a moment of silence for Charlie Kirk. This is just reprehensible activity that is happening right now. And I just don't understand how people can be so heartless and callous at a time like this. And it's just, I'm sorry, I'm shaking. It's just getting me worked up again. This is just such a sad and somber day, and especially being September 11th. And
it's infuriating, man. It's infuriating.
It is. We need to remember who we are, and like you said, we are Americans. I don't care about left, right, middle of the road, brown, black, purple. We are Americans and human beings. And just like our Declaration of Independence says, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That first inalienable right got taken away from a great American yesterday, and is just incredibly sad.
It is. It is, man. It really is. Tom, I got to go get to Bowerly. Thank you for your service, man, and appreciate talking with you. Tom in Cheektowaga. Tom Bowerly is up next on this 9/11. Tom, what's coming up on the show?
Well, obviously, we're going to continue to follow the manhunt for the possible shooter or person of interest in Utah in the murder, the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And obviously, as developments warrant, we'll be ducking into any live coverage that might be offered. Obviously, I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but we will certainly allow things to play out and then cover accordingly. And obviously, I want to take telephone calls on where we are as a society. See, you're a lot more optimistic than I am, Joe, because I don't think the genie can be put back in the bottle anymore.
I mean, Tom, there's definitely part of me that thinks that. I try to be hopeful, and then you just see some of the trash on social media and think there are human beings that feel that way about a person just because they disagree, and it adds to my profound sadness that I have today.
Well, again, there's no way of knowing how many bots there are compared to real people, but if only 10% of the comments cheering Charlie Kirk's death are a representation of America, the genie is out of the bottle. You talk all the time about civil debate and discourse. I thought that's what Charlie Kirk was doing. He had opinions that were controversial to some people, but basically, I don't like what I see coming down the road, Joe. We'll get into that coming up.
Looking forward to it, Tom. Thank you so much. That is Tom Bowerly. He is up next after Tom Puckett. Stay tuned for that, and God bless you, and we'll talk tomorrow at 1 o'clock on WBEN.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.